Together today. Well, today we're calling Baptism Sunday because Gokhan's getting baptized, which is great. It's really awesome. As a church, our longing is to see our city renewed, to see our city renewed as we follow Jesus. And what does it look like to see our city renewed? It looks like people coming into contact with Jesus. It looks like people discovering what he's like, what life in his kingdom is like, and then putting their trust in him, learning to embrace his way. When that happens, the life, the healing, the power of God moves from individuals to small groups, and then communities, neighborhoods, and eventually our city. And it kind of gives you a little bit of a picture if you, Andrew, if you skip over two slides, the one with the circles, there you go. When people come into contact, individuals, they encounter Jesus and embrace his way. There's this spiritual renewal, this individual renewal that happens. But as those people go into their lives, embracing Jesus and his way, it begins to change others as well as they too encounter Jesus. And so you see this social renewal. But over time, that can spread into places like our cities or regions, even our country. And so that's our prayer, our longing is that we would see our city renewed as we follow Jesus. But it starts with people, with individuals. An individual encountering Jesus, that's it. And that's no small thing. See, baptism is a fulfillment of our vision in one person's life. It's a sign of our vision coming to fruition in an individual. Today, we get to celebrate that's happening in Gokhan's life, that God is renewing our city one person at a time. But how does baptism connect to renewal? Well, it's because of what baptism exhibits, because of what it signifies. And so I want to quickly just walk through four things that baptism signifies. The first is this: baptism exhibits union with Christ. Baptism is a sign of our unity with Jesus in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Baptism tells the story of the gospel, that God came to us in Jesus, that God loved us, that he showed us the way, and that way is Jesus, and that he died for us to rescue us from our brokenness, our shame, our failures, our sin, and to set us free from them all. Baptism tells us the story that God came in Jesus, died for us, was buried for us, and rose in victory over all that would hinder us from the lives that he created us for. And we're saying in this moment, it's my story. That's my story. Jesus is my story. I am his, he is mine. I am united to Christ. I've died with Christ. I've been buried with Christ. And it's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Listen to what Paul will say in Romans 6, verse 3. He says, "Don't you know that all of us that have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." God's identified with you. And so you must identify with him in the person of Jesus. That's what baptism is about. It signifies this union with his death, his burial, and resurrection. And that union is the source of every aspect of salvation. This union with Jesus is what makes renewal possible. And because we're united with Christ, the second thing follows. Baptism exhibits this new life that God has birthed in you. There's this new life. Anyone who puts their trust in Jesus experiences this rebirth, a new life that is birthed in them, not one of flesh, but one from God. Titus chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 will tell us, "He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." See, baptism enacts the story of rebirth. That's what's at work in us when you're coming out of the water. It's this picture of a new child of God being born. You've entered into a whole new life. Our union with Jesus is the source of new life. It's the very life of God in us. This is what God does. He's putting his life in you. In Genesis 1, we read of how God creates humanity and he breathes his life into them. Now Jesus is doing that again. He's giving new life, and this time he does it by faith in him and through his Spirit who comes and revives and renews you. So baptism, it signifies this union with Christ. It also exhibits this new life that God has birthed in you. And third, baptism depicts the washing away of sin. Sin is what Scripture describes as us missing the mark. If you're an archer and you aim for a bullseye, you missed. You may not have intended to miss, but you missed nonetheless. That's what sin refers to. What we've missed is God's way, how he intended for humanity to live. And baptism, it depicts this washing away of every single time we miss the mark. The Apostle Paul, after sharing what Jesus has done in his life to a group of people in Jerusalem, he will tell them, he says in Acts chapter 22, he says, "And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on Jesus' name." Elsewhere, Paul will write to followers of Jesus in this city called Corinth, telling them, "You were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." So because you've been united with Christ, your sins have been washed away. Your shame, the things you've done, the things you're most ashamed of, the things that were even done to you, Jesus washes them away. He washes away anything that has stopped you from coming into the presence of God. And more than that, he makes you holy. He sets you apart for life with God. He makes you right with God. Because of him, you can be at peace with God, at peace with others, even have peace in your soul, the peace that you were made for. And this cleansing isn't just the cleansing of your past or your present, it's even your future. It's all of it is taken care of in Jesus. And so this means when you walk into his presence, you don't have to come in fear anymore. Fear that he's upset with you, fear that he wouldn't want to see you, fear that he doesn't like you, fear that he isn't interested in you. Jesus makes you holy. Jesus makes you blameless before God the Father. And he has made you right with him. So now you don't come in as a stranger, but as a beloved child of God. And so this water that you are immersed into and then pulled out of in baptism, it demonstrates what God has done on the inside, that he's washed you completely. Fourth and finally, baptism signifies the eternal gift of the Holy Spirit. It signifies this gift that God has given us, his very Spirit. In Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14, Paul will write, "And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we would praise and glorify him." Elsewhere, Jesus, he told his disciples, he's like, "Hey, while John baptized with water, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And when you put your trust into Jesus, when you say, "Jesus, I don't just want some of you, I want all of you, and I want to give you all of me," you receive the Spirit as well. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is talking about. You get immersed into the very life of God's Spirit. And this abiding presence that you and I get, God's presence, is the seal. It's like the stamp of what God has promised us, of your destiny that's sealed. Your life is secure with him. He has you in his grip, and he will not let go. He will not abandon you. You are his, and he is yours. And he's given us the Spirit as this first installment of what is to come. And so that's part of what's at work in baptism. For anyone who puts their trust in Jesus, today is a reminder of that, of what is at work through this act of going into the water. And it's also a step of obedience. Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I commanded you." Part of just being a disciple is being baptized, identifying, being immersed into the life of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And it's not something that you have to be perfect in. When you look through the Scriptures, when you read the New Testament, you actually see that so many people, the day they're putting their trust in Jesus, they're getting baptized. They haven't figured everything out. So that's great hope for us. We feel like we got to figure out a bunch, or this needs to get in order. So that's what